This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need.
Maybe we should change that, Kara, because it is bad English. I never heard that before. We don't need nobody. What kind of English is that? Let's get the right English here, for heaven's sakes. This is, after all, the Good Day program with Professor Stefan, and there is a need for good grammar, good connection. It is, it is a Tuesday. Yes, you've got that far in your ascertaining what's going on. So let's try to put some sense to some of the things that are going on that are of traditional news talk value. How's that? Whatever the heck that is these days. The director of the FBI, James Comey, has asked the Justice Department to publicly reject the president's assertion that Barack Obama ordered the tapping of Mr. Trump's phones. So this is sort of in a... I guess the nice way of putting it is, Mr. President, up yours. And here is a more thorough investigation discussion of what Mr. Comey wants the Justice Department to do.
FBI Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to reject President Donald Trump's wiretapping claims. Here's a refresher of what unfolded over the weekend. On Saturday, Trump accused former President Barack Obama of wiretapping his phones leading up to the election. He provided no evidence to support those claims. The next day, the White House released a statement saying Trump requested a congressional inquiry into those claims. There was still no evidence suggesting his phones were tapped. Sunday evening, the New York Times reported that FBI Director James Comey made his opinion known. According to senior officials who spoke with the outlet, Comey said Trump's accusations are not only false, but implied that the FBI broke the law. The FBI director is the most senior official who is a holdover from the Obama administration. The Justice Department and FBI have so far declined to issue an official statement.
Uh-huh. So Comey isn't long for this world anyway, and maybe it's time we have a loyalty check. Anyway, what do you think about all of this, the back and forth, the constant... Is it, what do we call it? Chirping, I don't know, but it's a constant assault back and forth. I wonder how Trump sleeps at night, or maybe he doesn't, or I wonder how some of the people who are working closely to him. I've heard some pretty horrible stuff in the last couple of days that really disturbed me in terms of my feelings about what I want the Trump administration to do and my support for it. Wavering maybe is the right word for it. I have concerns about the statements that have been made during the preseason, if you will, during the election campaign. Some of the things that are being said now. There's a documentary that I saw last night called The 13th. For those of you who may or may not have seen it, it's a story about the history of black citizens in America, going back to when they were brought over here as slaves, and then what went on prior to the Civil War, what's gone on since the Civil War, and it was pretty doggone disturbing. Anybody who Googles it, it's just 13th, you can do the number 13 or 13th. It refers to the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. And the video that's there, the pictures that are there, the stories that are told, yes. Are they one-sided? Yep. Do they present the black point of view? Yep. But there is enough information and there's enough straightforward sort of footage and enough history, because I'm a history person. I have a political science and history background, and I did study a lot of what went on between the Civil War and World War I, and how the black people after the Civil War were, there was a conscientious effort to just arrest everybody, as many blacks as you could, for vagrancy, for crimes that weren't really crimes. They were just thrown out onto the street, basically, after the Civil War. Yeah, they were free, but free to do what and to do how? And so they were confused. They didn't have any education. So they just were gathered up by the hundreds, and they were put into prisons. And that was the beginning of the prison boom in our country, which has continued. And I'm not going to tell you that I think that we should be softer on crime, but I think that we've created a scenario here, and it's been created around it. We have people who are in certain businesses who defy it's their reality. They create a reality rather than defy a reality. They create a reality that is good for them and their stockholders, and that's what they're supposed to do. But they do it in such a way that it is the way they use people. And I can specifically speak about certain companies that built the railroads and companies who were in construction. I mean, there were a lot of things that were connected. But even now, as we fast forward to today, the prison populations in Idaho, there's a thread. I haven't got enough time to explain the whole thing here today. Again, if you, at this point in time in this hour, but if you were to Google 13th and then perhaps on Netflix, you can watch it. It's been in theaters, but Netflix is probably the best place to see it. It explains how the prison populations have, especially today, the private prison populations are hired out by companies that are doing business with everybody else. And for example, Idaho potatoes. Did you know that most of the potatoes in the McDonald's restaurants and Wendy's and most of the fast food chains come from Idaho, and that most of the potatoes in Idaho are harvested by prisoners that work for private prison firms, and they get paid? I'm not even sure they get paid. They're getting paid minimum wage. I don't know how much they're getting paid, actually, but it increases the profit margins of these companies because of the collusion that takes place between, let's say, the private prison business and these private industries that are looking for labor. And I don't know this. I'm explaining it in a very simplistic way, but maybe the way to start this, and Kara, if you have an opportunity with somebody that you are interested in so that you can discuss it. You can't watch it by yourself and get as much out of it. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City this morning, and I'm staying with my friend Jack Stockwell, and he and his wife and I watched it. And so what you get out of it as it is on, you see some of the things that are just obviously wrong. And then there's a certain amount of pejorative. It went on too long, I would say. If you've seen it, you know what I'm... It sort of reminds me of what I said yesterday about the movie The Shack. It was horrible at the beginning, just a big waste of time and a lot of blah, blah. And then you get into the meat of it about 40, 45 minutes before the movie is over, maybe 50 minutes before it's over. Well, the same thing is true with the 13th. What's presented in the beginning, the visuals, the claims that are made by various professors, and, you know, even making reference to presidents like Nixon and what he did to demonize blacks and to create in what they call the Southern Strategy, to create a voting bloc that even today, it went through the Reagan era, it went through the Clinton era, and is, you know, there. Clinton seemed to have, for all practical purposes, a great relationship with blacks in our country, but none of the people who were interviewed in this program that I saw in this movie had much good to say about Clinton, because he, remember how I've said and I've laughed about it, that many of the Republican ideals Clinton just stole because he wanted to put the Democrats back in the mainstream. And the only way you can do it, it seems, which is pretty tragic, is to take their ideas. And lots of them are built around prejudice. So this is something that it brings it up to today. And the language used during the Trump, that's why I went back to it, to sort of circle back to why I started talking about it. Some of the things that Trump said during various campaign rallies where blacks were chased out of the arena and there were fights that arose, the things that he said about, you know, punch that guy in the face or do some of the other things that were things that had been said by other people. They had, and this is where the KKK thing comes in, they had video of KKK leaders who said to do the same thing to blacks that Trump was saying. Now, whether he was aware of it or he wasn't aware of it remains to be seen. It's still, they can make the connection, and therefore they make Trump look like somebody, whether he is or he isn't. It comes across that way. There's a real image problem, and that gets, if I fast forward a little bit further, all of these things are giving Trump a real image problem. Are there lots of people, perhaps you, I support many of the things that he's doing, but I don't support that. I believe we have the other sidebar issue here is that our prison population is out of control. We have almost 2.4 million people in jail. Going back to the numbers of how many people were in jail at the turn of the century, it was like 100,000, and then after World War II, it was 800,000, and then it was 1 million, and then it was 2 million. We have way too many people in jail. And something that came out of this presentation also was that we have more people per capita in our country in jail than any place else in the world. We jail more people. And you say, well, that's law and order. No, it isn't.
Not if it's not solving the problem.
No, and the problem of crime is not being solved. So I find myself compelled to want to talk about it to the point that I have and ask people to go, if you feel moved to see on Netflix the movie The 13th. So, yeah, it almost takes my breath away thinking about what I experienced last night. 18 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need, a print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Bundles. If you bundle your boat and your SUV, you'll see mass savings for your policy. So you can buy the fancy bait. No need to be a cheapskate. If in your range, don't think it's strange. Now your savings are surging, catching bass trout, and yes, even sturgeon. It's a mild fish.
Bundle your boat and auto insurance and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Yeah. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This humble broadcaster's opinion. I listen to these Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, and think, oh, what great stuff these people have been able to create just by understanding. It's like the Beatles. How do these people get together? How do they find each other? And what is their, if you believe in God or you believe in spirit or you believe in fate, you believe in whatever it is, these people are all destined to get together and create sounds that we find appealing. And that certainly is the case with the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac, who are going to headline festivals being billed as Classic East and Classic West this summer. There's a story about these shows being planned for Citi Field in New York and Dodger Stadium here in L.A., which I would like to, I'd actually like to see one or both of them. Probably in the summertime, Citi Field will be closer. The festival will take place over a couple of days, and there are going to be some other artists that will be involved. The Eagles have not been together since Glenn Frey died. What was it, about a year ago, wasn't it? Maybe.
Yeah, that's missing a... That's missing a big chunk of the Eagles, though. I mean, his voice is so,
well, that's
so instrumental.
That's a great question or a great point, Victoria, because I have said many times over the last few months that I don't want to go to these reunions anymore because they don't have the stars, they don't have the original singers, they don't have the tone, the timbre, they just don't have it anymore.
Right, they're like tribute bands sometimes. Right?
Yeah, right, yeah. So that's not the case with Fleetwood Mac, however. And even though this is the only material that they are going to be doing live, it would appear, this year, they are still all together. And so anyway, the idea is that there are more and more, when the good weather comes about, more and more reasons for people to get together to enjoy the Stones or McCartney and Wings or Roger Waters. Man, I listened to that 100.3... which is called The Sound here in Los Angeles. And I find myself listening to that station more than pretty much anything else. And they just pounded to the point where I turned the station off. Roger Waters having 3 shows here in L.A., I guess next month or whenever it is. Okay, enough already with that. But do I want to know that Bob Dylan's in town or Neil Young's in town? Yep.
People make such a big deal about Roger Waters, and I'm sorry, but it just is lost on me.
Yeah, me too.
I think he is such a D-bag. Okay.
Well, and it just shows the different taste that people
The level
have.
Of self-importance, though, with him. Beyond,
well, that's what I meant. It was, kind of sounded like that as I listened to the promotion on the air. Jennifer, what station do you listen to most when you're in your car?
During the week, I'm listening to a lot of talk because I'm using it to prep and a lot of the news channels on satellite. But when I'm listening for fun, I love Go Country.
Yeah.
I love MyFM. I listen to that a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes AMP. It depends. I mean, I'm a really big flipper. I love radio for radio, so I flip around quite a bit to see what people are doing. And you know what? K-Earth has gotten really good for my age because they're playing their oldies now, sadly, make me feel like an old hag.
Because
my childhood songs are on the oldies station now.
Yeah, they lack personality. The sound at 100.3 at least has some jocks that know what the heck they're talking about.
Sure.
Whereas with the others, it's just sort of...
No, the sound does a good job. And it's, by the way, evident in their ratings.
Yeah, the ratings are good there. That's what people want out of the radio. They want a personality. They want to listen to somebody talk about. It's kind of like us. They want to listen to us talk about what's going on, but they want to know who we are as well. And I kind of miss that when it comes to a lot of music radio. Anyway, so good luck. The Fleetwood Mac Eagles collaboration this summer would be kind of cool. It's 28 after the hour.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief, but the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In the morning. I don't know how loving some of these conversations are that we have in this hour, but and so be it, I guess. Ideas about things that are going on today, conversation in depth about a few of the issues. 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The Supreme Court announced yesterday that it would not hear a case on transgender rights, acting after the Trump administration changed the federal government's position on whether public schools have to allow transgender youths to be to use bathrooms that match their gender identities. I think this confuses a lot of people, frankly. Let's see if we can get some unconfusing information in this report.
The U.S. Supreme Court refused to make a decision Monday on a high-profile case involving a transgender teen from Virginia. 17-year-old Gavin Grimm initially sued his Virginia school board for not letting him use the boys' restroom. Grimm was born a female but identifies as male. Previous guidelines allowed students to use the restroom that corresponded with their gender identity, but President Trump's administration recently withdrew those guidelines. In a letter, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said because of legal confusion, this issue is best settled on the state and local level, which is exactly where Grimm's case goes next. The Supreme Court was supposed to hear arguments regarding this case in late March, but is now suggesting the case go back to a lower court for reconsideration.
All right, so I guess that makes it more simple. There's a lot of confusion about a lot of things, and part of it is because people's ears are closed and their minds are closed to new thinking. That's part of it. I think that might be the case, but I don't know that for sure. A couple of the Republicans and a couple of Democrats yesterday demanded that the White House provide some more information about the executive order that we discussed here last Friday. The international organizations involved in family planning and AIDS treatment and healthcare issues in general have been defunded. Trump signed an order reinstating the so-called Mexico City policy, known as the Global Gag Rule, which withholds funding from us for international organizations that perform abortions or provide any information about abortion. The confusion, I guess that I, as I kind of work my way through this, there are people who are in denial, and those are the ones who have written the letter. There are six or seven senators that wrote a letter that's now hit the news media. We spend $500 million. These are the facts. We spend $500 million, U.S. taxpayer money, for foreign aid, and we don't have really any guidance. Once we give it to the people, they use it as they want to. And so here's, there are two sides to this, and I can understand both sides. One side suggests that if we don't do something, us and some of the other progressive countries in the world, the population is going to so over challenge us, it'll overtake our ability to be able to feed, house. I mean, we have that problem now. So in helping people to learn, I remember this from a classroom that I attended in Nairobi, Kenya, almost, well, it would have been 20 years ago. It was in 1996. I went to Africa, the Horn of Africa, to Kenya, to Ethiopia, Eritrea, some of the poorest areas in Africa, and saw how the federal government, the USAID, was being used to help Catholic schools teach youngsters in these villages where there are hundreds of thousands of people who would live in squalor. They had no means, there's no work, there's nothing. They don't have places to live. They stand in line all day long to just get some porridge so that they can eat. In order to cool themselves in the 110-degree heat, they stand in the street as the urine from their potties flows down the street. That's how they keep their feet cool. And so this horror show, trying to be interrupted with good intentions by these non-government organizations that give money. And one of the things that I found interesting, the Catholic school, there were two blackboards. And one of them had the story of Jesus and something that had gone on with him that they were teaching from the Bible. And on the other blackboard was a picture of a penis. And on the table, the desk, teacher's desk, was a wooden penis and a box of condoms. And these were kids that are 6 years old, sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders. The teachers are teaching them in their health classes how to put on a condom to keep themselves from getting pregnant by these older men that run around and rape them through these villages because they don't have anything else to do. So I can understand wanting to support that. It's sort of self-preservation for mankind. So that's one side of the issue. The other side is that, and that's all motivated by Pence and that whole bunch of people that want to, you know, teach people or control how people live their lives. The other side of it is I don't believe the United States government should be funding any nonprofits for any reason. There ought to be maybe some help, educational opportunities, circumstances where we somehow or other through charities of our own, like churches, teach people why they ought to give money to this project. These people were all working through a church organization anyway, so get the churches to support and run the drives. So that's the other side. There are two sides to that story, as there are to pretty much any other story that we have to consider. And that's, I think, part of the confusion where these senators asked for a clarification. What are you really trying to do here? I'm not sure that a lot of the people in the White House at the moment think it through. I'm not sure that people who have been in power ever really think things through as to what the ramifications are of a lot of the actions that they, I mean, you can go back again, making reference to what I did about, to what I said about that movie, The 13th, and things that were done, unintended consequences. I think that that is part of the human condition. We do things and we don't know what's going to be the consequence of them. We don't think them through and do the what if exercise. So that's a, I think that's an important thing for us to all be thinking about. What are we in our own lives when we do things? What happens if this goes right or it goes wrong? We can say that in our businesses. What happens if I hire that person versus the other person? What happens if I love this woman versus that woman, or I love this man? Yeah, all of those. What happens if I send my children to private school rather than public school? What happens if the hackers get in and control the electrical grids in this country? All of it. Matter of fact, Russian computer hackers now turning their eye towards shaking down some of the more progressive groups there in our country. There were some attacks that were actually aimed, it would seem, to find embarrassing details about members of some of these groups and use the information to demand hush money. The FBI and some of the private security firms investigating a lot of attacks that have resulted in extortion attempts for some of the progressive groups. And this is not, this was during the election and after the election. The hackers have sent ransom demands along with samples of sensitive data that they've hacked and emails they've uncovered. Some groups have paid the ransom up to $150,000. That's a whole new industry. Can you imagine? A whole new industry. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so what do we want to do about a special prosecutor for Russia? I'll discuss that with you, according to information that I have gleaned in just a matter of moments here. 43 past the hour on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends. Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
All right, here we are at 47 after the hour. There's a poll out today which suggests that most of us, 65% or more, want to have a special prosecutor to investigate the contacts between President Trump's campaign associates and the Russians. 32% of Americans surveyed say they think Congress is capable of handling an investigation into the Russian ties. 55% of us say they are concerned by recent reports of these continuing contacts. The president's approval rating hasn't moved much, however, in the wake of these reports. He has support, according to this poll, which is a CNN poll, of 45% of adults who were questioned. There were, I guess, about 3,000 people in this poll. So 45%. That's pretty typical for a president. Sometimes it's, we had times when Barack Obama was president that it was down to the single digits, depending on what was going on. Same thing. Is it funny how we forget that stuff, too? Now Obama's being praised as this great leader, kind of like George Bush, who was pretty much a complete failure in almost everything that he did, as have been most of these presidents. I mean, you look back at Bill Clinton, frankly, and I raise my eyebrows sometimes when I think about some of the things that he did that were good, but they were all sort of in the shadow of what happened with Monica Lewinsky. So, you know, his approval rating was that, like, down to 5, I think, once during the height of that investigation. 5% of the people in the country thought he was doing a good job. Well, he wasn't doing his job because he was too busy fending off all of the accusations against him. But Obama hasn't had any of those scandals. He's just done things that didn't work. George Bush didn't really. Was there any? I don't remember. Carrie, you're probably too young when George Bush was president. I don't remember any real scandals in the sense that there were personal problems. There were scandals in the sense that there were things being done, like the Iraq War was a complete scandal, and how much money. I was reading something on the plane flying up here yesterday to Salt Lake City, a suggestion that now the total that we've spent in the Middle East since the beginning of the Iraqi War is way over like $4.75 trillion has been spent. And you realize that that's one-fifth of the total deficit we have.
I can't even contemplate that much.
We don't even know what these numbers know. You don't even know what these numbers are. And in terms of the, I mean, just that goes back to what I was saying before. What if the consequences of actions that people don't think about? And, you know, I think about the business with Trump. There are a lot of people who are coming up with stories about Trump and his business in 2000 and how it was in trouble, and he went to the Russians and borrowed a lot of money, and that's their hold on him, that he still owes money to the Russians, and that's why he doesn't want to release his tax returns. He does his tax returns, but he doesn't release them because it'll show how indebted he is to the Russians. So, it's a continues to be a grab bag of info, doesn't it? Not 10 before the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for the Monday Tech Talk. Kara and... Well, no, we'll leave Kara out of this. Let's put Victoria and Jennifer in charge of these stories. PayPal has been accused of redirecting charitable donations. This ought to be an intriguing item. And then, Jennifer, maybe you can explain why Facebook is adding the dislike button. But first, here's an invitation for all of you who are in business. Those of you who are technologists, those of you who need somebody to work for you who's good at technology, those of you who need good salespeople, those of you who need good management, whoever it is that you need, whatever it is that you need, post your need for your jobs for the best candidates with ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to over 200 sites. This is fantastic. You'll get the right hire. It's so easy to post this thing, and it doesn't cost you anything to do it when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. No juggling emails. You don't have to get a lot of calls. And people from all over the country will see the ad, and therefore you'll have out. You're going to have access to the outsource from people who are qualified no matter where they are. So you want to do it the right way, the smart way, the inexpensive way.
then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It is free right now. Go there. Enjoy ZipRecruiter.com's way of helping you get the best people working for you. You want the best people. I know you do. And so here it is. Here's your way to heaven. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right. So PayPal, started by the mind of Tesla. For those of you who don't know the connection,
I always forget that, but you're right. Yeah, Elon Musk was definitely
he started PayPal.
Yeah,
yeah, but he sold it out. I think quite a while ago. So this is pretty amazing, Victoria. They PayPal funnels billions of dollars a year in charitable contributions to the users. But what's going on here? What's the red flag?
Well, interestingly, there's a lawsuit now that says that $7.3 billion in charitable contributions through PayPal didn't actually make it to the charities that people intended their money to go to.
Where the heck did it go?
It's just sitting there. And PayPal has acknowledged that some of the charities who set up a PayPal account haven't actually linked their charity to, they haven't linked their PayPal account to their actual bank account. And so this money has just been sitting there. But the problem is, and one of the people who started this lawsuit said that 10 out of the 13 charities that she donated to through PayPal don't actually have a record of her contribution. And now that she's filing her taxes, she doesn't want to claim on her taxes saying that, yes, I gave X amount to a charity, when the charity actually can't corroborate that. And so that's part of the problem that PayPal is facing now. PayPal says that their Giving Fund, which is the charitable arm of PayPal, they said that they're not holding any donations in interest-bearing accounts, but the money is still sitting there, so it is an issue. And I think it would just, you know, again, it's wonderful to give to things like GoFundMe and Kickstarter and things like that, where the money actually goes directly to the charities. But in an instance with using PayPal, I would probably say exercise some caution, because I don't think this system seems to be that well thought out.
We've set up over the years doing business 4 different accounts with PayPal, and every one of them gets screwed up. I have no faith in PayPal whatsoever. That's my experience with them. Jennifer, have you used PayPal at your day job?
Not usually at CRN, but I do use it sometimes personally, but very rarely. I'm still not hugely excited about PayPal. Nah, I know it's a good thing, but
yeah. Well, it may or may not be. Depends on how you push the buttons, as it were. Speaking of that, Facebook is going to add a dislike button. How's that going to work?
The dislike button is very much needed, I think, on social media, especially in this day and age where everybody's so darn divided and posting about politics, right? Instead of unfriending someone, you can dislike them. And they've been asking for a dislike button for years. And remember, just about a year ago, they started those emojis that have the sad face and the you could add different feelings, but nothing was dislike. So most people expect to see the long-awaited thumbs down icon alongside the other post reactions. Instead, the option is in Facebook Messenger, so it won't be on Facebook, the platform itself, but when you get into Messenger, you can that'll be included as one of the reactions when you direct message people back and forth.
Which is such a waste. I mean, they're testing it out in that format, and
right, to see if people are going to be mean.
But yeah, it's such a waste in Messenger, because you're already friends with the people you're messaging, so it's not that effective to dislike your friends.
And it's not visible. It's not that visible either.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Look at you, right. Dougie. Yeah.
See? I know what's going on. 59 past the hour with DJV.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.